Last Tuesday, you have the event, the CEU Immigration Forum for vaccination and immigrant, like that kind of topics. How was that?
It was pretty good.
The guest speaker was a medical doctor from which office? Oh, there's a public health district?
Public health district. Oh,
and I am very surprised she said any persons could take shot vaccines, including undocumented. How could you explain about that? It is not easy to imagine. In Japan, at least Kyoto, the local government sends the ticket of the shot, your number, etc. We will call or internet could have appointment, register to take shot. Such kind of system was there. So it is impossible, I think, for any person to take shot like that.
Well, could be in that system. Our system is different. The goal is to get everybody vaccinated if possible. So they just define certain criteria. At first it was elderly, 65 and older. Mm-hmm. Then it was people younger than that, but with medical conditions. Mm-hmm. Then it was, I think, teachers and restaurant workers, people who work with the public and can't avoid work. Then it was anybody over the age of 18, and now I think they're opening it up to anybody over 12, at least for some place. So it was limited to certain groups at first, and so there was some checking not documentation, but just checking to make sure you fit in that group. So if you were supposed to be over 65 and you go in and say, I'm over 65, you have to show them some identification that proves that. But it's just basically they just want everybody to get vaccinated. So they're trying to make it as easy as possible for as many people as possible.
Then few months ago, that limited the person who could take shot, but now is anybody over 12, you said, now?
Well, for the Pfizer shot,
Pfizer shot
open for 12 to 18-year-olds. I think the others are still 18 and over, but anybody who's an adult, anyway, can get it.
But when you took the shot, you showed the social security number like that. But if I don't have social security number, no visa number, passport like that, like foreigner, so how it's possible to take shot?
Well, it's still possible. They're
how to access?
Approaching it in different ways in order to make sure that they get everybody covered. Since I had signed up a certain way, I had certain information, and therefore that's the only way that I'm aware of. I haven't seen any others, but I understand that, for example, they go to some of the trailer parks, and they just set up and they just say, anybody that comes in, just come in, line up, get your shot. So it's being done differently in different places.
So not necessary to registration for the shot?
No, some of them are just, they say we're going to be here from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, so whoever comes can come. And some of the vaccine systems in some places have been like that for a while now. I know in California they were having these big long, they'd set up in a parking lot and they just, people would drive up and they'd walk up to the car, give you a shot, and you could keep going. So I think different groups are handling it in different ways. Mm-hmm. So drugstores, for example, some of the drugstore pharmacies have vaccine and they're giving shots. And those are just to people, to customers who come in. I went to a public health district event that I signed up for, so they have their own particular way of doing it, but it's just different for everybody.
Yeah, indeed, when I was in Urbana-Champaign, I could take the flu shot in the pharmacy. So I'm very surprised. In Japan, it's impossible to take flu shot in the pharmacy. But most of the vaccination, COVID-19 vaccination shot is second shot is necessary. Then the first shot is a pharmacy, and then the if pharmacy or some place, they give some certification, the first shot, and then the should reserve the second one at the same place.
Yeah. They want your some contact information so they can get in touch with you for that. That's one reason that people who've been targeting immigrant areas or places where, you know, like homeless encampments and places like that, they've been trying to get them to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is just one single shot. So they've been promoting that as a way to get to people who are hard to contact, who may not want to come back for a second time. They can just say, okay, you do this once and you're finished. So there's various different ways that people are doing it.
Oh, and that's a person who have no address. First, how they could get the information about the shot and where they could take the shot and how they could choose the Pfizer one or Johnson & Johnson one, like that.
Generally, you don't really get a choice which one you're going to take. At least if you sign up, like when I signed up for this particular location and an event, I just got what they had there. So it's more like they're just offering different things to different groups based on their knowledge of how difficult it is to get that group to show up for things. And see, the way it's working, it's overseen by the government to the extent that the federal government is procuring the vaccine, and then they are partnering with various organizations in different places. So the public health district, obviously, is one of them. But pharmacy chains, for example, will also partner with the government, and they'll have their own shipment. And then various groups that work with certain populations will say, you know, we want to deliver the vaccine to people here. Like, so that's for homeless people, for example. Those would be groups that work with homeless people. So they take it upon themselves to contact these people, to get the word out, to go out into the street and to talk to people and say, hey, you ought to be vaccinated. At 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, you know, at the park, we're having a vaccine event. Please show up. Here's a flyer. So they're doing it in different ways to try to get in touch with those groups. So elders in nursing homes, that was one of the first attempts. And so they sent vaccines directly to nursing homes, or the groups that were given vaccines went to nursing homes and just went around and tried to get everybody. So the federal government isn't trying to get to everybody. It's trying to make vaccine available to groups who can then get it to the people who are needed. So in some instances, it goes to the state. The state sends it to various groups. Some instances, it goes to those groups directly if they already have a relationship with the, you know, some medical group that is handling it. So it's different connections for different groups.
Interesting. Is that most of people could get the information from internet just by themselves? Not, for example, about you. You didn't get any envelope from local government, but by yourself, you check with internet and make registration to take shot.
Right.
But the person who don't have such the opportunity and the device itself, but the government or public health district try to approach the person or such kind of group, but how they approach? You said some people go and on the street they say gives like advertisement. Yep. Next weekend, do you know some event are they like that?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's different. They're using all different media: radio, television, internet, newspapers. I've gotten messages from. It's called healthcare.gov. It's a government healthcare group that runs the Affordable Care Act. They've sent out messages. I've gotten text messages from them on my phone. I've gotten mail from, a couple of different groups. I have an automobile coverage with something called AAA, which is just insurance for, like, if you get a flat tire or run out of gas or something, they'll come and fix it for you. I've gotten notifications from them. I've gotten notifications from various things. So they're trying to reach people in every kind of way that they can think of to do. But for people that don't have access to any of that or consistent access, they're actually groups that work with those populations directly, church groups, NGOs, non-government organizations, charitable organizations, all these different groups have their like little pool of persons that they work with regularly for food distribution, for other kinds of things, and they're approaching them also about vaccine things. So, and they're trying every way they can. There's going to be some people somewhere that just don't get the news, but it's going to be, you're going to have to be pretty well disconnected from the world to not at least know that there's a vaccine out there and know that there's some way you could have it if you went looking for it. So I think most people will know about it, whether or not they know the exact date and time they could get it. That might be a different story. That might be harder for them, but they, by now, I think almost everybody knows that there is a vaccine and knows that there is an effort to get people vaccinated. And so if they want it, they will make some effort on their own to, you know, to try to find out how they can partake.
I see. So if some people don't have smartphone, no phone, and no, they don't use internet, and even so, some people, some organization try to upload the persons. Mm-hmm. Mm. So in this case, in the government and public health district and non-profit organization, grassroots activities, individuals try to give the information for any persons.
Right.
So not obligation, but more voluntary. Some non-profit NGO is voluntary. They do like that. And as to the immigrant, how such kind of system or network are there to get information? And some people don't speak English, and not easy to catch the English. So, how about the immigrants from many?
Well, like I said earlier, here in town, a lot of the trailer parks are, they're mobile home areas where mobile homes are rented to people. Those are very immigrant-oriented areas now. They've become mainly populated by immigrants. And so, for example, they will go out, I know, once or twice a week. They deliver food. I was just talking to Ricardo today, and he says they go out there, you know, every Thursday or something like that, and distribute food to people. Mm-hmm. And now they're also doing vaccines as well. They'll have somebody set up with a table giving vaccines while they're giving away food. So there is this, you know, this person talks to that person who then talks to these two people who talk to these mm-hmm. three people, you know, and it travels. And there are networks, word of mouth networks like that, that exist in all populations
mm-hmm.
For the purpose of spreading information, because people, it's not like immigrants come here and don't realize that they are disconnected from the mainstream news sources. They know they are, and so they get their information in different ways. And they have their, you know, everybody has that one person they know to talk to who seems to know what's going on, and that person has their source of information on up. And so in the same way that the census is operated, where it's just like they break, it's a huge country, but they break it down into smaller and smaller units and make somebody in charge of dealing with that particular area. That's the same with the vaccine, that they're working that in the same way.
Mm-hmm. So that last the immigration forum has such kind of event to share the information to the person who attend the meeting. They bring the information to, for example, to immigrants. And Ricardo, you said the one person, member of the immigration forum, she every Thursday have some activity to bring food for the immigrant, for example, lost their job, and sometimes it's very difficult to get income regularly, especially under COVID-19. Supporting such kind of person, he or the group try to support. In that time, they also gave the information about vaccination, like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that depends on the person who gets the information. They go to take a shot or not. Mm. Not the obligation to take shot.
Right.
The decision is by each person.
Right.
But how about how follow up after the shot? You also said the side effects are there. Some people, the big side effects are there. I want to go to doctor. I want to say, indeed, it's a terrible. In such kind of situations, how the contact with some place and doctor or healthcare, especially if they have no address, some persons no address or not undocumented, is that not easy to face?
Well, again, the question sort of implies that this is a one-time thing. And yeah, the vaccine is a one unusual single event. But contacting with healthcare or contacting various social services is something that people do multiple times in their life over the course of their life. So everybody has some way that they do that. You either have health insurance and a regular doctor that you go see, or you maybe there's a free clinic that you know about that you go to whenever you're really sick, or for some people it's down to the emergency room at the hospital. They just, if they get sick enough, they go to the hospital and there someone sees them. So everyone has some way that they deal with their healthcare situation. And so when you get the vaccine, you are told that if you have certain kinds of symptoms that are really serious, you should see a doctor or go to the emergency room or some healthcare provider. And if not, you know, you should be prepared for headaches and chills and maybe a fever and that sort of thing. You know, they tell you what kinds of things you might experience. And they also offer you, there's a phone line that if you want to take part of, or an internet address, if you want to take part in a study on side effects, you know, you can contact them in those ways. So everyone who gets the vaccine is offered the opportunity to make contact with somebody about it if they choose to.